Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the sounds of the notorious
genius satire.
He made a sound.
A lodge of immorality in general.
Something incredible that's about to take place.
And it has
an ease of playing and a tone quality that is unmatched.
By the increase in the incidence of venereal diseases.
This is going after all the hardcore motherfuckers out there representing it.
You're gonna gag for sure.
Listen.
You'll love it.
Before you put on this record, understand we are still fired up and we're still talking about
deodorants and mouthwashes.
Yes, we are.
Please extinguish all smoking materials during this story because it's going to get hot enough as it is.
And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
Cheese crackers with sardine spread and garlic.
I'd like that.
Okay, you got it coming up.
Well, there it is.
Honestly, that looks good enough to eat.
And what do cows like to eat?
It's a bologna sandwich.
Today I gave you a chicken salad sandwich.
I don't want that shit.
I just want to get out of here.
Where would you like to go?
Somewhere in outer space.
This month you can go
back in the French and Indian War.
Dressed as Hitler in crotchless panties.
Hitler gives them
a blowjob this morning.
What did you just say?
That's right, I said a blowjob.
And so was he.
Fell to his knees.
Groaning with their mouth open.
He smiled and said,
I know, dude, that would suck.
Because, hey,
I'm a sucker.
When Jimmy finished playing
with his
ball,
Jim went
parading up the street in mother's best clothes.
Everyone turned to see who it was.
I'm Jim Dolan, and I'll have
a pink dress and a yellow sweater.
Looking at him.
People said,
what are you, some kind of rodeo clown?
You look like a tampon that was dipped in Skittles and vomit.
Jim never got over that.
So he returned to the woodcutter's house and said,
so far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
Why don't you just shove a
blender
up my ass?
Fine! I will!
Turn it on.
Fine! I will!
Nothing great was ever accomplished.
I should have arranged to quit right there.
But instead,
that went on for hours.
That was a blender.
Up his ass?
Yes, it was, Dad.
He was tired of it.
And so he went to war with Russia.
Russian President Vladimir Putin told
Fox News Channel
some startling news.
He cried and said,
I once fucked a baby.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob.
Vladimir Putin felt very sorry for himself.
Because he was
all dressed up in baby clothes.
Grover said to him,
nice party.
Yes, nice party.
Replied Putin
as he took up his axe.
That's why we at Children's Hospital have helped create
a baby monster.
She would have soon given birth to the
big hairy monster on two legs.
It's a monster, all right.
I think the monster is about to speak.
It said,
this is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're pregnant, or you're planning to become pregnant.
Yeah,
I'm pregnant.
Before the delivery, just make sure that I am prepared.
All right, but what about mother?
Nobody really cares.
First of all, forget
everything about her.
Nothing is more important to people than
how do you feel about this situation?
What three words most describe your state of mind?
I like food.
That's what you need.
You don't need anything else.
Oh, I don't need any of this stuff, but
my dentist says
he's got a problem with pot smokers.
But you really love that pot?
Over here we have
3,500 tons of
weed.
Jesus, that's a lot of pot.
Fortunately for us, the size of our roach today is extremely small compared with his ancestor.
This woman has an extra joint
just for you.
Oh, my joint.
Just smoke some weed.
Motherfucker, I'll smoke your ass.
Ooh, my ass. Oh, fuck me, my ass.
She took off her shoes and socks and dress,
revealing a chest,
which is comically massive,
and pussy all
covered with
healthy-looking, attractive hair,
like a blanket.
And he blinked his eyes in amazement as he saw
this massive, hairy bush,
and got tangled in a bush.
What a pussy.
And your lips are parted slightly,
so that no one could see them tremble, and she said,
I want you to look at all of those wiggles.
Floppy.
Can't you stop your lips from flapping for 2 little minutes?
But she didn't.
Oh, well.
Before we go on, let me stress again my main theme.
Graphic orgies of
abnormal sex
and erupt into a wild sexual free-for-all.
This is a thing that you start with your partner and end up with somebody else's.
Let them see what kind of a cunt we have.
Ooh, there's a lot of bush.
Make sure it's covered with a bandage to prevent it from getting in your mouth.
I'll go down.
You can lick and kiss and suck and do whatever you like.
Give me that liquor first.
She needs a big dick.
Cabbage. Grab the breasts if they have legs.
Cabbage.
So that's the moral of the story.
And so she
squeezed out the back.
Like sounds from the very deep parts of the
anus.
And everyone can hear that low-pitched They're a lot more realistic sounding, and realism is really quite critical. Of course, another thing I like about them is that they make
the nasty odor.
How funky of a smell could one woman make?
When it was finally over, I knew we were through.
Might be over now, but
but I feel it still.
Thanks for listening.
Get him out of here.
Goodbye.